Psalm 23. The shepherd of the sheep, our shepherd. This psalm is a great comfort to God's people. And the older I get, the more comfort I find in this psalm. That the Lord, Jehovah, the self-existing one, creator of heaven and earth, is my shepherd. He is, let me put it this way, He is my caretaker. Is there any better? Is there any better news than that? That God is my caretaker? He's my shepherd? He's the one who watches over me continually. I cannot watch over my two sons. I never could watch over them continually. I watched over a little bit when they was in the house, but when they left the house, I had no idea what was going on. But God never takes His eye off of His child. Never. At any given time, never. And this gives God's people great comfort to know that I have a shepherd, and that shepherd is the Lord. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. Could anyone have a better, a more loving, a more caring shepherd? Could any sheep have a more loving, caring shepherd? Absolutely not. Our shepherd is meek and lowly of heart. Our shepherd has done what no other shepherd has ever done. He became one of the sheep, a lamb. He became one of us. Would you go out into a field? You have a flock of sheep. Let's say I have a flock of sheep. I'm a man. They're animals. Would I become one of them that I might save them? Think about who God is. Think about who the greatness and the glory of God. I mean, as much as we can imagine that, and as much as we can comprehend it, He's infinite in wisdom, infinite in knowledge. He's eternal. He's holy. He's all this. And yet, He became one of us that He might save us. What a shepherd. What a shepherd. No one has ever had a more loving, caring shepherd than we have. No one has had a shepherd who guides and guards like we have. As I said, at any given time, all the time, He's guiding us. Even when we don't know it, by His providence, by the providence of God, He is guiding our steps. When we can't see it, we can't even perceive it, He's guiding. The steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Who is a good man? Everyone in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone in Christ is a good man. And He orders that man's steps. Even when that man can't perceive it, his steps are ordered by the Lord. And He guards and He protects His sheep at all times. I want you to turn over to Job chapter 1. In verse 8, and the Lord said unto Satan, in Job chapter 1, verse 8, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught, for nothing? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But he says here, Satan says this. Satan says, I can't touch him because you have put a hedge about him, all that he has, all his substance. I cannot touch him. You take that hedge away and let me touch him, and I'll show you who he is. I can bring him down like I did the first Adam. That same hedge, whatever it is that God put around Job, is around every one of his sheep. It's not around just the ones we think that are more important. It's around every one of his sheep. There is a hedge put around every one of God's people. And nothing can enter through that except he permit it. And if he permits it, I assure you, at the end of it will be a great blessing. It will be a great blessing. And he's responsible. I said this in a sermon not too long ago, that one of the great things that gives me comfort is that he's responsible for me. The shepherd is responsible for the sheep. Is he not? He's responsible to bring every one of them home. He takes 100 out, 100 comes back. He's responsible. He's the surety of the sheep. And he has guaranteed upon his own name that he's going to bring every last one of them home. And he'll do it. He'll do it. He's responsible for the sheep. And I'm telling you, there's no one in existence that handles responsibility like he does. He never failed. He never failed and never fails. Behold my servant. It says in Isaiah 42, behold my servant, he shall not fail. He'll bring every one of them home. Every one. And he sees to their need. I shall not want. Does the economy worry you? Is what going on right now, does it worry you? Why? Well, I can tell you if it does. I can tell you if it does me. Why? Unbelief. But we have his word on here. I shall not want. We shall not want any good thing. Our shepherd will provide all that we need. You need wisdom, he provides it. You need righteousness, he provides it. You need sanctification, he provides it. You need redemption, he provides it. You need comfort, he provides it. You need cleansing, he provides it. You need forgiveness, he provides it. We don't provide any of it. He provides it. I shall not want. He knows where the green pastures are. Look at this in verse 2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He knows where they are. He knows exactly what. I thought about this today. He knows where and how to comfort and feed his sheep out of his word. He knows what I need. He knows what word I need to calm my fears. He knows exactly where to take me in the Word of God, give me a scripture or a portion of scripture, and to calm me right down. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken the Word of God, opened it up and been reading, and that portion of scripture has been like a medicine? It just calmed you down. He maketh, and I'm glad he does this. He makes me. We are a restless lot, aren't we? We are a restless lot. We fret, we worry, we this and that. But from time to time, he makes me settle down. Be still and know that I am God. But he has to make me be still. He has to make me lie down in these green pastures. Settle down. When all the worry and all this is going on, settle down. Read his word and find comfort. Find some real comfort in it. Some real comfort. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and He leadeth me. Thank God He's the one doing the leading. If the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the ditch. But if the Lord leads you, you're not going to fall in the ditch. He leadeth me beside still waters. By His Spirit, by His Word, and by His providence, He leads His sheep. That's how He leads us. What I'm doing right now, standing here with the Word of God open, preaching to you, preaching the gospel to you, again Sunday, Wednesday, it's not just me standing here. If it is, we're all in trouble. We're all a mess. But the Lord leads through His Word, through the preaching of His Word, through His pastor preaching. That's how He leads us. That's how He guides us. That's how He counsels us. I don't need to hold counseling sessions. I'll probably get it just as wrong as you would. I'm truthful. The older I get, the more I realize I don't know much. I mean, I don't know much at all. I know how God saves sinners. And I know to point sinners to Christ. And I know this. I know this by experience as well as by His Word. Sit under the gospel long enough and you'll get your answers. You'll get your answers. Just wait. If you sit and you wait and you listen, whatever it is, you'll get the answer. And you'll get it through the preaching of the gospel. That's how He counsels and feeds His sheep. Through the gospel. So He leads by His Spirit, leads by His Word, leads by His providence. Pay attention to these things. Vicki and I was talking today, and she was talking about something. She said, "Well, you got to go with your gut feeling." I said, "Well, to me, it's not my gut anymore. It's the Holy Spirit of God." I said, "He's the one leading us." I said, "What the world out there go with their gut feeling?" And I knew what she meant because I use that. She got that terminology off me. But you and I are not led by our gut, are we? The believer is led by the Holy Spirit. But now listen. Pay attention to it. Pay attention to His Word. Pay attention to His Spirit. Pay attention to providence. That's how He guides us. That's how He guides us and leads us. And He restoreth my soul. He brings it back. It was lost in Adam. And I didn't do any better with it. I did not do any better with it. And He brought it back. He's restored it. Restored it back to favor with God. Reconciled us. Given us life. Peace. Joy. Understanding. I know we don't realize how few people understand what you understand. The Son of God hath come and given us what? An understanding of who God is, who Jesus Christ is, and what we are and who we are. He's given us that understanding. He's given us life, spiritual life, the life of God in the soul. He's restored our soul. And He did it by His life, His death, and His power. Not a cooperative effort on my part and His part. He did it. He restored my soul. He brought me back. He died on the cross. He shed His blood. He gave Himself as a sacrifice. And He's given me life. He restoreth my soul. And if He's done it, nobody else can take it. Your life is hid with Christ in God. And Satan and no one else can touch your life. Can't do it. And daily, oh my, daily He restores it back to spiritual health. Daily, He brings us back. Daily, He restores us. Daily, He teaches us. Daily, He draws us. His compassions are new, what? Every morning. They never fail. He never fails to restore. He never fails to bring back. He never fails to keep. He never fails. Never fails. And He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. His paths, now you've marked this down. He didn't say they were easy. He doesn't say He leads us in an easy, smooth path. It's not. But it's a right path. Whatever path He's taking me down right now, however painful it might be, it is a right path. It's a right path. It's a path of righteousness. And He does it for His namesake because of who He is, and it's for His glory. Everything our shepherd does is for the good of His sheep and for His glory. Isn't that all right? It's all right, isn't it? It's all right. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, death is all around. You cannot live on this earth and escape death. There's not a place on this earth if something hasn't died. It's a graveyard. This earth is a graveyard. Take the whole ball. It is one huge graveyard. Something has died on every inch of it. Something has. And death is something that everyone dreads in this world except the believer. Except the believer. The believer, to the believer, it's a shadow. It's a shadow. What can a shadow do to you? Absolutely nothing. I've never seen on the news somebody got shot by a shadow or stabbed by a shadow or robbed by a shadow. Nobody. A shadow can't touch you. It can't hurt you. There's no substance to it. He took the sting out of death by His death. He took the sting. It's like, you know, when a wasp stings you and it leaves a stinger in you. The stinger went in Him. Now, I'm not facing death immediately that I know of, unless I just quit hearing it. But I'm not dying of something right now other than this old body's just dying, but. And I know when the time comes, the Lord gives us dying grace. But we have nothing to fear. Because we don't die. We go to be with the Lord, don't we? We go to be with Christ. This body's dying, and it will die. And you and I will be glad to get rid of it one day. We live long enough in it, we're going to be like, great, hey, we ain't got to get drop this thing off and get a new one. Yea, do I walk. Now, walking denotes calmness, doesn't it? It denotes calmness. One time my dad gave me $1. He said, if you walk down to, we lived on a farm, and there was a silo. Oh, it was a good ways away from the house. We lived out in the country. I mean, there were no street lights. It was dark. And I was, He said, give me a dollar before I want to walk down there and back. He's just going to see if I do it. Well, I did it. But I didn't walk. I was scared out of my wits. I was absolutely frightened out of my wits. I did not walk. When I got down to where it was, I turned, and as hard as I could run, I ran back to the house. Just as hard as I could run. I couldn't be more than 10, 12 years old, 10, 11 years old. Walking denotes calmness. Walking denotes confidence. We are not trying to run from things. We're walking through the valley that has a shadow of death over it. But we're not afraid. We're not wringing our hands. We're not scared. We're walking by in confidence. You know what confidence is? It's another word for faith. The just shall live by faith. Faith and confidence are the same thing. Faith in God or confidence in God. It's the same. He says here, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And you know how many were after David? How many was after our Lord? How calmly did he walk? Trusting in his Father. Well, we have the same Father, you know. We have the same Father. The one that took care of him takes care of us. I will fear no evil. A lot of it around us, isn't there? A lot of evil around us. If we could see it, it would probably, that would scare us. If we could actually just see it, it'd make us worse than we are as far as being fearful. He says here, I will fear no evil. And why? Are you oblivious to it? Do you not know what's going on? Because thou art with me. That is the only reason not to fear evil is because the Lord's with me. Because thou art with me. With him we have nothing to fear. Without him, we have everything to fear. But with him, thou art with me. How real is Jesus Christ to you? Is he as real as your own existence? If he is, this psalm will be a great comfort. If not, it'll just be a good psalm. Thou art with me. That's comforting. To know that the God of heaven and earth is always with me. And everyone else, Paul said in one place, he said, everybody forsook me. But the Lord stood with me. He didn't forsake me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's a promise. That's a promise. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The child of God takes comfort in whatever the shepherd uses to guide him. If he uses his rod to guide me, it may not be comfortable at the time, but we find comfort even if he uses his rod. If he uses his staff to reach over and pull us back in line, we find comfort. Whatever our Lord uses to guide us and to keep us in the path of righteousness, we find comfort in. We find comfort. And thou preparest a table, a banquet of grace. A banquet of grace. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. He gave us His body. He sacrificed His body. He gave us His blood. What a table. What a table. Thou preparest a table before me. And He's it. He's it. He's the substance of it. He's it. Thou anointest my head with oil. The oil of gladness. But we know that oil in the Scriptures also represents the Holy Spirit. Sealed. This is something that stands out to me as I stand here and preach week after week. I'm preaching to and looking at a people that are literally sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. God the Holy Spirit. You are sealed with God's Spirit. And it doesn't get any better than that. It does not get any better than that. He doesn't visit with us. He stays with us. It's not a visitation. No. This is a dwelling. He dwells in us. Stop and think about that sometime. Stop and think about Almighty God dwelling in you. Abiding in you. And you abiding in Him. That's more than just believing some doctrine, isn't it? That's more than just being a religion. That's a real living union with a person. A real living union. Oh, He said, my cup runneth over. In Christ our Shepherd, we are full and running over. We lack nothing. In Him you are, as the Scripture says, you are complete in Him. And surely, truly, here's confidence. Do you have this confidence? Do I have this confidence? As we go through this life, we go through the trials of it, the heartaches of it. Truly, truly, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's what's on my trail. That's what's before and behind me. That's what I'm hedged about with. I'm hedged about with the goodness and mercy of God. You say, sure don't feel like it. Well, it's so, even when we can't feel it. It's still so. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my earthly life. What, my soul, what assurance. We ought to walk out of here the happiest people on earth. Even when it's hurting. Even when it's hurting, and I mean to the point it brings tears, we still should be a happy people because God's goodness and mercy is surrounded us. It's surrounded us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will. I will. Here's confidence. It's not confidence in himself. It's not David having confidence in himself. It's David having confidence in his shepherd. That the shepherd's going to deliver. The shepherd's going to bring the sheep home. Because of the shepherd, because I shall not want, I will. Because of who he is, what he did, where he is now, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, to die with that. To die with that. Someday I've got to die. Unless the Lord just comes back right now. But someday I have to die. And I want to die, and I want you to die with this confidence. I will, because of my shepherd, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Forever. I got kicked out of the garden, but I'm not going to get kicked out of his house. There's no kicking out of his house. That's forever. Adam got me kicked out. Christ brought me in. I'm there forever. Can we lay down with that tonight? Can we go to sleep with that tonight? Can we have that? Can we really have that kind of peace in our shepherd? We ought to. If we don't, we ought to. If I don't, shame on me. Because he's able. He's able. What a shepherd. What a shepherd we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. My soul, what a shepherd that we have in him.